You're listening to another episode of The Zag, continuing our 2019 New Fellows editions. Megan Laird is joining us today. Excited to hear what she's up to and excited to hear what she's looking forward to in the 2019 NLC Institute class. So let's get to it. All right, Megan, congrats on the fellowship. What are you most looking forward to when you guys start in January?
Yeah, so I'm really looking forward to seeing what everyone in the fellowship has been doing in LA and how our work overlaps and how we can be supporting each other.
Yeah, I think folks are excited to hear what you're up to as well. When folks ask you what you do for a living, what do you describe that you do?
Yeah, so I guess it depends on who I'm talking to, but I would usually say that I work with youth. With youth development. And in other spheres, I say that I manage a garden. But to me, the both go hand in hand.
So let's start with the second one, managing a garden. So what does that mean exactly? What does that look like day to day?
Yeah, so for me, I kind of am a jack of all trades in that department. Managing the garden not only includes the horticultural maintenance aspects, making sure the plants are healthy, thriving, that the food production is going strong, but also managing relationships in the garden, managing relationships with the community members that work in the garden alongside me, managing the relationships with the administrators of the school that own the property, managing the programming that happens at the site. There's a lot that goes on there.
Sounds like it. And this is through the Neighborhood Land Trust, and it's in South LA. How did you end up at the Neighborhood Land Trust, and how did you end up working in South LA?
Yeah, so I first came down to Los Angeles. You know, I grew up in Orange County in Irvine. I went up to school at UC Santa Cruz, got a huge taste of what agroecology, sustainable food systems can do for communities. And then I followed a faith-based fellowship down here in Los Angeles that was doing food justice work. And then through a series of networks and overlapping communities, I was introduced to the Land Trust and worked for them a bit until the role that I currently have opened up. And then I transitioned in, and it was really great.
And then you hear a lot about food deserts and food justice and those kind of terms. You know, what do you feel like people misunderstand about those concepts?
Yeah, so I feel like for a lot of people, food justice is a term that stays vague for them, and it stays really impersonal. And sometimes it just stays in the realm of, oh, like making sure everything's organic. I do think that that's where it stops for a lot of people. And I feel really passionate about opening people's perspectives up to what food justice can mean, because in my mind and in a lot of people's mind in this state, in this country, in this world, is that food justice is social justice. Food justice does not just have to do with making sure that there's organic standards with the way that we produce our food, but that things that have to do with climate change, the way we treat animals, the way that we celebrate our cultures, the way that we promote education and the way that our economies run all have to do with the food system. And so using food as a vehicle for social change is really what food justice is all about.
And then as you're engaging with the community, is it that message that you just shared that resonates the most and the fastest with people? Or is there another way into the conversation? How does it actually go?
Yeah. So I feel like if you're out there and you are in a garden, a lot of things just are made real to people. In some aspects, talking about the theoretical notion of what food justice is really impactful. But really, if you are just outside in the elements, if you actually can put your hands in the soil and have a conversation with someone, if you can live life out in a green open space, that's where it really becomes real to people. Because that's how it exists outside.
And then when you think about LA at large, not just South LA, like what policies would you want to see put into place, or what actions could communities, like maybe on neighborhood councils or those kind of places, what actions could they take to do more of the good work that you're doing in South LA, have it spread?
Yeah, so I feel like in my little microcosm of South LA, I work in a community garden space that's on school property. So LAUSD, Fremont High School, the garden is right there behind the campus. And I would love to see more of this being replicated in Los Angeles, because not only is the school location and site accessible to a lot of communities in LA, because they pick up their kids there, they're familiar with it, they know people and administrators, to be able to have a garden that not only promotes a safe space, healthy food access, and community building, to have it all in one location with as hectic as LA can be would be a really great asset for LA.
Love it. And then last thing, what is your favorite food coming out of the garden?
Ooh, I would have to say carrots. One, because they're just so much sweeter and so much crunchier when you just pull it straight out of the ground, rinse it off and chomp on it. But seeing youth who have never seen that process happen, it's just so fun to see them pull something out of the ground and be like, oh, this is how it works. That is great. And so carrots just give me good nostalgia of watching that happen.
Okay. Well, good stuff. Well, listen, thanks for hopping on, and thanks everyone for listening to this episode of The Zag. You can catch all other episodes at Apple Podcasts, Google Podcasts, all those good spots, SoundCloud, Stitcher, and make sure to check out the other 19 episodes we'll have for our other new 2019 NLC fellows. Thanks for listening. Until next time, we'll catch you soon.